Okay, I was surprised by this. According to like a recent survey or study for women, almost 70% of women agreed this is the number one red flag when trying to look for a mate or dating someone, and it was a mama's boy. I thought that was so interesting. I thought that women would like a mama's boy, but that was the number one red flag when they're like, hey, if you are looking to find a partner in life and he's a mama's boy, run. 314-531-9898. When you are looking to date, or if you're married, is he a mama's boy? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Hannah?
I think I would really struggle to be with someone who was like a complete and utter mama's boy. Now,
really?
Let me be clear in saying that I think it's really important if your partner respects his mother and respects women. Like,
sure.
If he's talking down to her and like calling her names, obviously red flag, run. But if he's like, you know, over pleasing her, telling her like every single detail of your relationship, I just feel like it would be nearly impossible to sustain a good relationship with that person because you will never be their number one. Their mama is their number one, and you will never be their mother. And so I feel like it's just like a constant competition that you're never going to win.
You do bring up
like you're a third wheel at that point.
You bring up a solid point. So I was a mama's boy, I feel like, and it took me a long time to realize that like my wife is like my ride or die. She's my number one. And that was a hard, like it took a lot of lessons, I feel like, to realize that this is like my family. And maybe even took like getting married actually to like, okay, that's my wife. Mm-hmm. But before then, like when in terms of dating, I do think it was hard to ever see her as my number one. And it did create complications. But I feel like if you're a mama's boy, that means you're like sensitive and loving. No?
I know. I find it endearing and cute, especially when you're dating and like you're not married yet. To see how they treat their mom is like probably how they'll treat you in a lot of ways. So I feel like to have that level of respect with your mom, and you're a mama's boy and you love her so much, I like that.
I think that you can still respect your mom, but have your own self boundaries as well.
Do you feel like then it's like, that's what creates this imagery of like monster-in-law, like mama, because he's a mama's boy, mama's always going to have.
Yeah, mom's always going to have an opinion. You are not going to be like influential enough or anything. And I just like my biggest wish in a partner is that like you, like you're each other's people. You're each other's number one. And if you're dating a mama's boy, I'm sorry, that ranking's never going to change. His mother will always be first. That's going to be the person he turns to. That's going to be the decision maker. And that's just not something I'd want.
Well, how do you know, okay, or when do you know that he's a mama's boy? Like, is it immediate? Like, all of a sudden he's talking to his mom. Oh, he must be a mama's boy.
No.
Or like in my case, he lives in his mother's basement. Obviously a mother's
that
boy.
That would do it.
Know?
No.
I mean, yeah. So, because like sometimes you don't really know they're a mama's boy until the relationship progresses, right?
You've been out the game a little bit, Kev. I think you could sense
it.
A mama's boy from like a mile away,
you
probably, right?
You can sense a mama's boy. And I don't want to make it sound like I don't like men who love their mothers or close with their family, because that's not true. But
no, there's a difference between like, I'm tight with my family and I'm a mama's boy. Like, there's a difference with like, my mom's my world type of, I think that's what you consider a mama's boy, right?
Yeah, definitely a difference.
I think that's at least how the poll is taking it. Is that a big red flag for you? Or you're like, AB, I think it's endearing that like the number one person in his life is a woman. And that means he's going to know how to treat a woman. 314-531-9898. Would you date or marry a mama's boy? Have you? When it comes to all the red flags that exist out there, all of the things that us guys could screw up, the number one thing, according to a recent survey, like 70% of women said this is the number one red flag when it comes to men, if he's a mama's boy.
Mm.
I was like, mama's boy? I was a mama's boy. Why? I'm not a walking red flag.
Well.
Maybe. Actually, no, that's not helping the argument.
Love you.
314-531-9898. Do you agree that a mama's boy is a big red flag? Kayla, you've dated a mama's boy.
I did. And things were great. Like, we were in a good place. Things were amazing. And you could tell, like, with how gentle he was and how he was, like, a gentleman, really soft-tempered. Like, everything was great. And I think he got a lot of that from his mom. But also, he wasn't much of his own person either.
That's what Hannah was saying. Mm-hmm. Yep. Eventually, mom starts to win.
Yeah,
mama starts to win. And what came in between us was, so I was, like, a upper upper manager of my store, my business, and apparently that wasn't good enough for Mama. Mama thought he could do better, and she told me, she was like, well, honey, you need to do a different career path. You're just not making enough money. And I'm like, Marsha, you're a damn hairdresser. Oh, sorry, dang.
Get it, Marsha.
And I'm just like, okay, woman, let's get you a different career path at 62 years old. Okay, let's do it.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And still angry. Still angry.
Yeah. Hey, so, it really pulls on the heartstrings.
So you're no longer together because of Marsha, huh?
Yep, we're no longer together because of the Marsha. I'm like 6 foot. He was 6 foot nine. I'm like, we could have had some NBA babies.
Yeah.
And then you would have appeared, Marsha.
Dang.
Marsha.
Damn you, Marsha.
Yeah, you could have had some NBA babies. I love how that's a Kayla thought of it, too.
Right, exactly. You took away my team.
Capri, you feel like you've dated someone who's had strong women in their corner. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's both. So me and my partner have been together for 9 years. I love my mother-in-law. We're not married, but I love her very much. And she's surprisingly easy to live with, but...
Yeah, her name's not Marsha.
Her name is Debbie. I hope you're not listening. Sorry. I think it's good if they respect their mom, but it is hard to have a partner who has all these strong women in his life.
Yeah, because it just kind of feels like it's competition, right?
Yes, so my partner has a daughter with somebody else, so I have my daughter's mother, his grandmother, his mom, so all these strong opinions kind of in what we should be doing and how we should be doing it, and been living with my mother-in-law for several years. You know, you want to be the woman of the house. I want to come home and cook and do the things, and I want to be your girl, you know. I love her, but that's my role.
Thank you so much for the call, Capri.
That's a really good story.
It is interesting, though, that women would see other women as competition, though, because as a guy, you know, my wife has four brothers. I've never, thought of them like that, and maybe because she's the oldest, or maybe because I think women are less influenced by their brothers' opinions or anything like that, and guys are a little bit like, well, my sister said this, or my mom said this, and we are influenced. I don't know what it is, but as a guy, I've never felt competition from her dad or anything like that. But as a woman, I think you do guys see each other as competition, which kind of sucks in some ways, but I think it's because us guys literally fold to whatever a woman says.
Also, that caller Capri, I know her, and she is a very strong woman. I wanted to say that as well.
Sarah, you married a mama's boy, right?
Oh boy.
Yes, I am married to a mama's boy.
Oh, still married. Okay.
Yes. Currently, we've been together for almost 9 years, married for five of them. I married one. And it was kind of wild, I would say, when I first realized how big of a mama's boy he was. But I love, love, love my mother-in-law very dearly. So I have a lot of respect for her and, you know, the love that he shows her. You know, he also shows me. Now, there's definitely some downfalls, right, that she likes to do all of the things for my husband, and I had to learn that, you know, kind of quickly. My husband's great. He helps all the time, but also there's certain things that I'm like, okay, thank you for training.
In a lot of ways, a mama's boy, a house breaks us. Right? You trained him how to do this. He knows how to pee outside.